Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 44 that we're calling The Rye's Habit. We're doing five different ryes, and we have five tasters today. We have
John,
Judy,
Marlis,
Karen,
Glenda.
So we are a distinguished group, I think we should say, and we have a distinguished group of ryes, which I will name real quickly, and then we'll talk about them as they come up. We have Michter's Straight Rye, we have Old Overholt Straight Rye, Katy Cascadia Rye, Blue Spirits Rye, Straight Rye from Lake Chelan, and Whistle Pig Small Batch Rye. So,
which one's from the Isle of Whidbey?
Is that Katy
Cascadia?
Mm-hmm. The Isle of Whidbey, don't forget it.
It's not their highest. Well, they have a higher bourbon price and presumably quality, but who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, we're sticking to rye. This is part of at least my campaign to learn to like rye, and I've come a long ways in that process. So
practice.
I know.
Marlis does not believe that only old bald men in Canadian bars drink it.
She has
widened her view.
Yeah, actually, I have a good friend who really likes a good rye Manhattan, and I'm like,
oh,
I don't know about that.
I have a suggestion of something we should look for the Manhattanites among us, include, I count myself in that. Redemption, it's 95% rye. It's supposed to be super good and Manhattans.
Oh,
See?
Yeah.
All right, we will think about this too. In the future.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so the first one is Michter's.
And just, I would comment first that it's maybe the richest color, maybe matches Pig Whistle, but it's a very beautiful
whistle pig
color.
No, pig.
Whistle pig. Yeah, it's all good.
Whistle pigs are hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Pig whistles are.
Or something, sure, or something totally different. Probably a whistle shaped like a pig, or a whistle you use to call them.
So this is a single barrel straight rye whiskey. Mm-hmm. Michter's Tradition, one of the finest distillers, made to their Revolutionary War standards, evidently, or pre-Revolutionary War standards.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think it's that old.
Distilleries.
But it does have the barrel noted on the neck.
Yeah.
What are we finding by aroma?
51% rye, and then some corn.
Mm-hmm.
And some malted barley in it.
I really like the aroma.
It's good.
Yeah. It's sweet. It's not over alcoholic. It's a lot of caramel, vanilla.
Mm. It's not real expensive. It's in the 40s.
Oh, that is tasty.
I like it.
I really liked it when it first hit my tongue. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just automatically was like sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I can't quite place the flavor, but I liked it, whatever it was.
You should be looking for oak, spice, vanillas, butterscotch, Smarties. Is that some kind of candy?
It's a candy.
Yes. It is.
It's actually one of my favorites.
And
if I drink candy, if I drink candy, this would be it.
Yeah.
And candy corn.
Oh, okay.
And I almost made a joke about it, about candy corn, just a minute ago. But I didn't do it.
Butterscotch. I can verify butterscotch.
I guess this is a good season to be drinking candy corn as well.
Well, and it's very, very tasty. So this is good, and it's got that rye. It gives you a very genteel little slap, like rye does, but it's not overpowering at all. So if you're looking for a rye to introduce you to rye, this is very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sweet. I can imagine it mixed with things. Sometimes people choose rye over other to have mixed drinks. I think this would make it a delightful Manhattan.
Funny you should mention that, because as well as the Manhattan, whiskey sours, which I don't know if I've ever had one of those.
I've made you those.
You make them. Rye, some kind of brandy, and a little lemon and lime. So it's good for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
So you won't get scurvy.
That's right.
All right, excellent. And the next one is Old Overholt.
Yeah, this is kind of the plebeian end of things, but I offered to bring it because I had a funny story behind it. When I had my music store, a guy came in, and he'd been in the store before, but I didn't really know who he was. And he said, I've written a book. And so he gave me a copy of his book. And it turned out to be The Guide to Dive Bars, Best Dive Bars in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And then a year later, it turns out he was the editor at the Seattle Weekly. Anyway, nice guy. This spent a lot of time in my car.
I thought maybe he'd been to a lot of dive bars.
That's very similar to here.
It
does look like it's made the rounds, but it was mostly in the back of my car.
His working copy.
Yeah, the working copy. So I sold some of his for him and had some fun conversations with him. And one thing I asked him was, what's your go-to drink in these bars? And he said, you know, he loves, like, Maker's Mark. He loves a good bourbon or a good whiskey or a good, you know, single malt. But what he was sure to always get and was worth drinking was Old Overholt. And that seems to be its reputation. It's not super expensive. It's in the low 30s, I think it was $33 or $34. And it's a sipper. You know, it's one that you can just put an ice cube in and it's going to be reliably okay. So I thought that was kind of funny that he did that. And if you get a chance to read this, it's full of crazy stories, including about Old Overholt.
Sounds good.
So now that I've set the bar low for anyone to enjoy it, let's see.
No pun intended.
And set the bar nice.
Just remember, we're going to be putting water in it later, so you don't have to drink the entire thing right now.
Okay.
Or you can. We'll just give you more.
No disincentive then.
Okay, next. Yes.
Well, no. First, does it smell good?
Well, yeah, we're still working on this.
No.
The Old Overholt.
Linda was asking what was next.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And it's the
Old Overholt.
Old Overholt,
which I just described.
Yeah.
And it's got a more alcohol smell.
Yeah.
I definitely like the aroma of Michter's better. Per Olaf has his opinion as well.
Yeah, this one definitely has the more.
Yeah, it's not nearly as sweet, but it's not really spice. You know, stabby either.
Yeah.
You know, like some rice can be.
I think it'll be interesting with the water. See if it takes the edge off of it. Yeah. I know what we bought.
Do we have a mash bill for this? Maybe not. Let's see what's on the bottle.
Yeah.
It does sip pretty nicely.
Once it off gases for a second, maybe too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's one, if you're in a place that you're not sure they're going to have Whistle Pig.
It's from Western Pennsylvania. In 1810, Abraham Overholt began distilling in Western Pennsylvania. And it's been there ever since. It's non-chill filtered. Made in Kentucky now. And there's a picture of Mr. Overholt on the label that is not...
He was in his 20s then, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not really old.
He's like 90.
Yeah, you would think he would be happy with all his...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. We don't know.
Maybe that's taken from one of those photographs where you can't smile because it takes so long to expose.
Daguerreotype or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is more spice forward for me. It's not as... sweet.
Yeah, no caramel, but definitely
got to add your Sprite to it to really
spray it. There you go, yeah.
or
it's not Karen that said that.
Or maybe some squirt.
Oh god.
No, they don't make tad.
How is it, you know, to add squirt to everything?
Oh, yeah, anyway.
A bit of an ash.
Somebody, you know.
Ash
effect on the back of the tongue.
Maybe something kind of more acidic, more citrus or something like that, I would say. But tasty, all the same.
Good. No, it's still, it's good.
Very different, but very, again, very
it's amazing
sippable.
How That's different right. it is from the other one, but yet still tasty. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you said number three was this one, right?
Okay, number three is Blue Spirits.
Oh, boy.
Straight rye whiskey, which means it's at least 51% yep. rye. It's 45.5% alcohol, or 91 proof. Mm. This is bottle 195 of Project 106, and it's signed. wow. The distillery itself is in Chelan, Washington, and near Lake Chelan, which is a beautiful lake that is up to 1,500 feet deep in places, which is just amazing, and it's miles long. This long, narrow lake that really kind of stunning, and it's in eastern Washington, so you've got more of the barren kind of high desert.
Just barely,
hills.
Though, in eastern Washington.
Yeah, around
it. Yeah, I was
going
to say, it's not that far in. Yeah.
No, but, I mean, it is in the drier part of the state.
Yeah.
They call it the Switzerland of the United States, and you can kind of see why when you look around, it because of the tall, you know.
Yeah. They have a tasting room in Leavenworth, which is the Bavaria of the United States.
Okay. Yeah. The embarrassing place.
God, it is. If you are in search of gemütlichkeit, it's a good place to be. The mountains around there are spectacular. Mm-hmm. It is a spectacular location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they've gone all German, Bavarian, gemütlich.
Well,
in
now
the decorations.
There's been a backlash, though. Have you heard about this?
No.
No more beer.
The Oktoberfest celebration
had to be shut down.
And moved to, I think, Wenatchee or Yakima.
Oh, you're
Wenatchee.
Kidding.
Really?
A little too much gemütlichkeit going on there.
Yeah. Well, it gets gemütlichkeit messy after a while.
Yeah. Well, it did happen. They canceled it because of COVID.
Yeah, they did, but now they're not issuing a permit for it. So.
Wow. No, they're doing it elsewhere just to show they can.
Yeah. But if you're in Leavenworth, the Bavaria of Eastern Washington.
Yes.
Blue Spirits has a very nice tasting room where you can get some food and hors d'oeuvres and taste their various spirits and things.
Can't wait.
And it's very, very nice.
Well,
so
John and I actually, before they had the tasting room in Leavenworth, they were talking about opening it when we were there at their at their tasting room in Chelan, which basically we looked up to see distilleries in Chelan, and we found that one, and we were looking for it, and of course the GPS is saying, you have arrived, and we're like...
And there's a lake on one side and houses
and
on the
house
other.
And a house,
yeah.
And then we found it was in their, I guess like they had this very large, nice garage type building, two-thirds of it was their distillery, and then they had a small area for people to come in and actually buy, but you couldn't taste there because of the law of at the time or possibly still. But she said, come across the street to our boathouse and I will give you a taste.
Wink, wink.
So we went over there and it was very, it was great. I was totally sold with their products. We had like, they have a coffee liqueur kind of,
No, wait, is this...
It was a vodka, wasn't it? Coffee.
For these
coffee
guys?
Vodka.
It was
a... This is the Blue Spirits.
Yeah.
And that you're talking about.
Yeah,
that
we... It was before they opened their tasting room in Leavenworth. Yeah. And it was a coffee vodka, and she put some orange peel in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was so good. Wonderful. I mean, it was great. So...
It was fun.
And did you show us to go in?
I think we drove back to our hotel in Chelan. Well,
a bottle. Can they sell it there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did buy a couple. Okay. We went back across the street where we could buy it. We just couldn't taste it over there.
Yeah, can't drink it there, but
God, don't you just
walk across the street.
Now, when I came up here to do my last 2 years of undergraduate from California, I could not believe the blue laws that were in place. You couldn't buy booze anywhere, hardly, except chicken-wired, dismal-looking storefronts that were not easily found, and you couldn't pull the bottle yourself. You had to go to the counter.
Oh, I remember that. In Virginia, it was like that, too. My dad would go in, and there was this big counter, and you had to tell them what you wanted, and they would...
I know. Yeah, no, it was weird.
So...
Well, this definitely tastes a lot stronger than it smells. I thought the smell was just so fragrant. Maybe my tongue is getting a little
not
worked out, but it
there is some sweetness in the smell. It's not a real alcohol forward. It's
But I taste the sweetness as I take it, on the front of my tongue.
Yeah.
Vanilla-y.
It's got some vanilla.
Mm-hmm. It is nice. A bit on the sharp side for me.
Yeah, this is a bit obstreperous, I'd say. You know.
Obstreperous.
kind of sort of grabs your tongue and sinks its little claws in. I'm a rock.
Yeah, it's not as obstreperous as we are, though.
No. Well, hey.
It might need an ice cube. I don't know.
Ice cube would definitely calm that.
This will be interesting to taste down. With some
rocks. Is that a word?
It is now.
Obstreperosity.
We can make up words if we like.
Especially when we're drinking.
Obstreperous. Right. That ice cube would be there.
Well, which is what I associate with rye, because I guess the first few times I tasted it, it does have that real edge to it, that it was like, it was like, the drink is fighting back. But now it's more kind of like, so we can play a little, it's a little more. But this is probably the...
I love the way this one
stabbiest smells. Of the three so far.
Yeah, it's heavy, a little more fiery.
The smell is beautiful.
The smell is really good.
I like it, though.
Did you read this part where it says, drink responsibly and always be just cheeky?
No, I missed that. Well, part of it is that we've just jumped to 91 proof, too, from regular proof. So
That's interesting. I wonder if they, changed that phrase, because it's kind of that just cheeky is actually, cursive writing, and the rest of it's printed on the label, and then they have a line, and it looks like
you think the younger generation won't figure it out?
No.
Oh, because they can't read the cursive?
You're probably right.
Oh, secret code.
I know, secret code.
Can't tell. This is in a panel of librarians.
Okay.
Who work with old things.
I don't think it's an ex-librarian.
That's true.
See if I can read it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
Long arm and
I like
long.
That bottle too. It really looks like.
Oh, yeah.
It is a cute little bottle.
Apothecary
style.
Yeah.
I like them. I think whiskey has the nicest bottles, whether it's bourbon or scotch. I mean, some of the scotch bottles are just gorgeous. I keep them and use them for mouthwash and stuff.
Nice. We stole that idea from her.
I might just steal it right now.
Mm-hmm. And if you get the regular, Listerine, the gold Listerine, it looks like you have whiskey on your bathroom counter. But we don't. We use green. I don't like the that other stuff. Is just I might as well just
a little too harsh.
Do mouthwash with whiskey. Yeah.
Although I thought it was appropriate.
That's a bad thing.
I thought it was appropriate. The bottle we used is called Trail's End.
That's right.
It's at the end of the day.
Trail's End.
I saved one of our best scotch bottles, and I put a small when I'm beachcombing and I find agates, I put agates in it, and it just catches the light, and it's just a nice shape.
Mm-hmm.
And since the ones that I kept,
they have lovely
shapes. Well, we keep a Solaris bottle, and we pick one to put in whenever we do a podcast. We pick one to put into the bottle. And one day we might actually drink it, and hopefully won't spit it out.
Right.
Because we got lots of different things in there.
Yeah. The home blend.
Okay. Are we contemplating life as you enjoy the essence of their booze? I mean, our lake. Drink responsibly.
Always
be. Yes.
Cheeky.
Just cheeky.
Cheeky.
I love Lake Chelan. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
And when we were in Leavenworth, In August, and when it was all smoky, but through the smoke,
it was smoky and 104, but it was lovely.
But there was a pool, Marlis.
There was a pool. Thank God.
That was my favorite part.
But
you could there's a house we were at had a beautiful view of the sleeping lady.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
And I took a picture of that. Through the smoke, you could see her through the smoke.
Nice. Yeah.
It was great. I was like, oh wow. I can guess why that's called the Sleeping Lady. Yeah.
It is one of the most scenic parts of Washington. And getting there, I went through Stevens Pass. Mm-hmm. Going home, I went through Blewett and Snoqualmie. Awesome. All of which are just...
Yeah.
And yet, everything was kind of gray.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah, you're lucky you can see the outline of the thing. But I think we lucked out. The wind shifted a tad while we were there, so I think we...
It wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad, yeah.
My sister had a place on the lake, and it was just great. except for when you started seeing the wildfires showing up on the maps, and you just held your breath until that season was by. Yes. But there's almost no place. Yeah,
that's why I probably don't want to live there,
or have a summer home, or anything else, because it'll probably just burn down.
It would just be scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Cascadia.
Katie
is the is the distillery. We've had something from there before. I don't remember what, but we have.
When we went to
the Clinton, Washington,
Style of 57 or whatever that restaurant is in the mall.
Oh yeah.
They Ian was there. That was the KD
Five.
Was it just a single malt or no? It wasn't a single malt. I think it was just an American whiskey. Yeah.
Well, we've got another one because I didn't go to that one.
Oh, you're right.
I had to work. No, I had to work.
Oh.
That's
I could not get off of work. So you and John went to the restaurant and did a podcast.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really?
They have really good hamburgers.
Okay.
Yes. With no recollection.
No, I'm
well, I guess you need to go back and listen to our podcast.
I'd love to do that. Yeah.
But anyway, so I've had it. So I recognize the name Katie, so we've had something else of theirs. Yeah, handcrafted on the Isle of Whidbey.
Gently rolls the tongue like waves.
Which is normally called Whidbey Island.
Right. Yes.
This is being a little bit effective.
Right.
Effective.
Affected. Just, yeah, a little.
Finished in imported Portuguese port barrel.
And they talk about, they make their whiskeys in the style of maritime something. Hang on.
Maritime.
This
something.
Was about $67, I think. Mm-hmm. High end. They have another high. They have a higher end one, I think. Maybe not. Maybe this is it. Craft Distilling specializes in maritime whiskeys? Whatever they mean by that. Pure, clean, unique spirit, aged in 2 or 3 year old or 4 year old, depending on whose review you read, of these old Portuguese
port
casks.
Their bottles say 20 years.
Yeah,
old. 20 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that three. It says a minimum of 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In
and the
20 year old.
So many
ancient.
Years.
Yeah.
I know. So many years.
They say that every day. It's stored at sea level, which that's on there too. That. So,
well, no, but that's one of the things that if wherever your things are aging for 2, 3, 4, 10 years, whatever, the climate and the air, you know, does migrate in and out, and it, you know, the casks breathe
pick up
and all
some
that.
Of the salt and some of the
so yeah, the idea that like the Islay scotches, you know, are all stored and live, you know, seaside,
right.
And so it's. There are some that actually get aged. Did they get aged on boats? Did I read that somewhere?
There are companies that do that. Yeah.
Some whiskeys do. Or just have their warehouses near the coast, and they get that sea air, which is supposed to do something
wonders.
I'm not sure about
maybe it. It's my imagination, but when I am sniffing it, it does kind of remind me of the beach.
You hear the sound of the waves.
Yeah, if I put it up to my ear. I hear the sound.
Oh my god! is this like candling?
Probably exactly.
For those of you who are just listening, we're all trying, but it's not a real successful experiment. Yeah. All
right. It smells really. There's a sweetness to it, but it's not the bright sweetness of the first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deeper. So you've got that port. You know that kind of dark fruit.
What's that
to
alcohol?
It.
It's 43.5%.
It's like a prune.
87.
You know, like plum, prune, yeah, raisin, that kind, cherry, that kind of. It smells really good.
It does.
I almost don't want to taste it because I don't want to be.
Oh, you'll be happy.
You'll be happy.
Well, all right.
Don't be afraid.
No, I tell you, it smells like the beach to me, which is one of my happy places.
Oh, that is delicious.
That's a winner. Yeah.
Just the faintest bit of stabbiness right at the end, but otherwise, the kind of, you know.
Well, if that's being stabbed, then go for it.
Death by a million sips.
Bring it.
Stab
I know.
No, this is really good. It's actually, I find it quite mild. Yeah. It doesn't expect from rye.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That port really is tasty. This, Katie, like we said, we've had some things from there, and everything has been really good.
And it's prunes and plums and kind of fall. Maybe cake. Just like being, you know, your lovely yard is taking you the fall direction here, but it tastes like the weather to me.
This should have an open fire. Mm-hmm. But it's actually warm enough in here that I don't want to turn the fire on. But be that as it may.
Open fire that no one breathes toward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. There's glass.
Okay.
It's on.
That's right.
Yeah. But this is, this is sipping rye.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't want to put a lot of stuff in. You would just want to cuddle up with it on the couch and say hello.
From here, we've had before Deceptivus.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was the one that was at the...
That was at the restaurant.
I think so.
And I don't see anything other on here, so...
I think you probably bought some at some point.
I must have bought some.
Yeah.
Or, but not everything has a distillery listed.
That's true.
Webmaster.
Yeah, I need to go through and update things. This is true.
I don't think you should criticize it.
It takes a little bit of research, and I am not a librarian, so...
Oh.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
You're not.
Give me a...
He works just a library computer technician.
I'm a computer nerd.
He's a computer nerd at the library.
That's why he's in charge of
He spends all of his days with librarians, which actually sounds horrifying. Oh, wait.
No.
I do, too.
Yeah. He's not degree encumbered, as we used to say when I worked in the library. Mm.
Yeah. Degree encumbered, yes.
John actually got a library job here in Washington before I did.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was stuck at Scholastic Book Fairs, and he was working in a library. I'm like, what? Mm. I had to go to prison to get a job. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who do I have to kill around here today?
Yeah.
I found out.
What did you say?
I said, who do you have to kill around here to get a job as a librarian?
I know.
There's a story.
No, a simple felony will do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Though I didn't have to do either. Thanks.
I know. Yeah. Actually, Judy was outside employee kind of thing. Yeah.
Mom was inside, but
actually, not.
She got to go home at night.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't one of the inmate clerks. Right. That's what I was getting.
I applied for that job at on McNeil Island. They turned me down.
When was that?
It must have been around quite a while ago. 77.
Oh, that's when
work. Okay, moving on to Whistle Pig.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. We digress. We
Whistle
do that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And now we're back.
Small batch rye, aged 10 years.
Yeah, this should be the star. We'll just see about that.
What's the ABV here? What's the?
50%.
Whoa.
It's 100 proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's already into it over there.
And small batch.
I've just been smelling
small
it.
Batch.
It smells really 50%. Nice.
A blend of straight rye whiskey.
It's very mild.
Oh, a blend of ryes.
I would expect it to knock you off your chair scent-wise, but it doesn't.
No. Oh, no. This is a lovely scent. Nice. Yeah. This is not quite as dark fruit as the KD Cascadia.
It has a lovely aroma.
But it has no, you know, like alcohol fumes or anything. Mm-mm. It is just...
You would think it would.
You would think this is a tame rye. Like a rye that would curl up to your feet.
Oh.
And but perhaps we'll see.
Knock your brains
sweating.
Out.
Is anybody else sweating?
Cozy.
Woo! Okay.
Whistle Pigs are headed down beneath the woodshed floor.
I'm sorry.
It's got a little rye kick to it, but it's still, for the amount of alcohol in this, it's very,
it's
very tame.
It is, yeah.
But there's a different taste in here. It's not licorice, although that's what it made me think of at first. But there's a...
No, I can taste that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It says powerful, with powerful spices, notes of caramel, and an oak finish that laughs and laughs.
Yeah, there's very little kind of fruit.
There's some there's some sort of
herb in there.
It's a product of Canada.
Vermont.
Oh, it's a product.
It says that.
But it's bottled in
Vermont. It's
aged and bottled by Whistle Pig Whiskey Company in Mineville, New York.
Okay, good. I'm glad
it has dual citizenship.
It's Canadian.
We had a a lovely little distillery in Olympia that they called Whistle Pig at first. Uh-huh. But then, of course, these guys already had trademarked the name. So they changed it to Shoebox Distillery.
Oh, huh.
Evidently, there was a governor at some point that had money.
No. You're thinking of Chicago.
Yeah.
No, this is because there was a store. It was like a shoe store.
Oh.
That... It was actually a speakeasy.
Oh, so during Prohibition.
So during Prohibition, you could, in Olympia, and so if you went in and came out with a box of shoes, it was really not. So, and they actually did some research. I think they worked with the state archives to find a good, because they wanted something that was historical in nature. Mm-hmm. I know this because then we went there once and the lady was telling us.
There, in my defense, I lived in Chicago for 30 years, and where several of the recent governors has spent time in prison, and one of them actually was famous for keeping large amounts of money in a shoebox in a closet that seemed safe. You didn't have any accounting trail. It was just there if you needed it. So just shows to go,
Now, here's something I hadn't noticed on the others. This guy's got legs like wine. I don't know if the other...
Oh, he does.
Maybe it's just the glass or... I don't know, for some reason it kind of popped
out. Sort of the Betty Grable of Rye.
Maybe they all do. The Betty Grable of Rye.
Whistle-Pig was Gans.
She was famous for her legs.
Yeah.
She
was. Well
deserved. Let's see, can I add anything to your comments?
Well, given that mine was mostly about corruption in Chicago politics,
that was good though. Complex, subtle. We're supposed to detect a scent of honey, vanilla, and a hint of clover. Now, tell me, did anybody get that?
I can't remember the last time I smelled clover, so I don't know.
Send you out to
Crimson
graze,
and clover.
Especially
over and over,
caramel. Burnt sugar and smoke, so it's going to be a little
smoke.
Scotch.
Okay, maybe
burnt
that's
sugar.
What we're
maybe
burnt sugar and smoke would be.
I thought
what
I had a
would.
Little coriander going on, but that might have been me. And you'll make me wait in the car, but I can imagine this with some eggnog.
Well,
I'll see myself out.
Actually, just going from the five first tastes of everything that we've had now, my favorite sipping rye would be the Katy Cascadia. This is a little more astringent. It's very good. But again, you know, if it's a cold, windy, rainy day and you've got the fire on and you want to, you know, snuggle up with something, the Katy Cascadia would be this. But they're all actually pretty tasty.
I know, I don't know that I can actually pick my favorite because I like them all for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if I had to pick one for like a daily... I would probably go with the Michter's, honestly, because I love the warm, sweet.
Bachelorette number one.
Michter's.
Like it.
Yeah, for being a, I mean, it's a popular, it's aimed at a popular audience and all, and it really has held up very well.
It's good stuff.
We're also supposed to have a rich, enticing nose. Getting bad here. Big mouth coating. Long finish.
There are those legs.
There you go.
Got the legs in your mouth.
Creamy, but with that rye kick. That's what what you're picking up.
Yeah,
on
it's
Marla's.
Definitely got a
kick.
Yeah.
Huh.
I like stabby better, but okay.
Did you want some more Michter's for the
I have a tiny bit left, but maybe a little bit to test.
Yeah, I let you do it. So I tend to be heavy-handed.
Yeah. Okay. I tend to put just a few drops, you know,
that's
if you go up to like so, and then, you know, you have kind of basically
the same. Do you offer vaccines, too?
No, I don't. Strangely.
Heck.
Yeah, this was delish. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go through, just add a little bit to each one, and then whoosh, whoosh.
Ding.
We're in the process of between five people and five things. It takes us a little while to add about the regulation amount of. Okay, so now with the, what is it?
We're back to
Michter's. The Michter's with a little water.
Okay, not too much.
This is where we try to figure out if the water hurt it, enhanced it.
Or did change
it. Didn't make any difference at all.
Yeah. No, as long as you don't overwhelm it. If you pour a nice little shot of Michter's with one ice cube, you will have a lovely time, I think.
I think you're right.
It is really sweet. It is very tasty. It's
a delicious sipper, yeah.
Boy, it takes the bite out.
You're know what? Right, you can almost heat it a little bit, too. Like, treat it like a brandy, or at least heat it in your hands.
Save some to eat with your tiramisu. Oh, never mind.
There's more in the bottle.
There's more.
Okay, and now we have the old overholt with a little water. I almost said Walla. It's like, what?
Do you think that the water made any difference with the Michter's?
I don't think it was necessary, I guess, would be my point.
Yeah.
It was really tasty without, but it wouldn't.
I don't think it hurt it any.
No.
I think it was.
Just because some things, you put a little water in and it just kind of like,
takes the bite out of this.
Mm-hmm. So
this guy.
Out of the old overholt.
Old overholt.
Overholt, yeah. There's sort of a,
like,
you're getting kind of a minerally.
It takes some of the, didn't have huge amounts of sweetness to start.
Right.
And that takes some of it out.
Paired with this sweetie, that was kind of unfair.
Unfortunate, yeah. I do think this would be a great mixing rye. And it's got enough stabbiness that it would survive the mix. And it would survive some ice. But for me, it doesn't have the coziness that I would want just for a sipping rye.
Yeah. I can see why if you're a little drunk in a dive bar, this would reinforce your beliefs about life.
And you would say, bartender, I would like another one of those.
Right.
It seems like a good idea.
This confirms everything
I thought about my drinking being completely under control and helpful. I think you're right. It's a mixer more, maybe, and
or something over ice when you just want something. If you wanted to sit out in your yard in the sunshine, on a
hot day,
okay, it would stand up to water. It's not
not fine.
Okay, and let's say you're having a bunch of friends over, and they're just going to be like,
Drink. Know. They don't have any appreciation.
Or maybe they'll just appreciate that it's delicious, but, you know, $30 delicious, honestly, versus $90 delicious.
Something to take with you when you're out in the snow.
It's important.
Yeah. There you go. Put your foot in your flask.
Yeah.
It is kind of more maritime, isn't it? Salt water. It doesn't taste like that to me, but it seems like a good idea to be on salt water.
Sipping this.
Born in Pennsylvania, made in Kentucky.
I have to admit,
The portrait of Mr. Overholt on the front is not enticing.
No. Off-putting, perhaps?
A little.
Will I lose my hair if I drink?
One of the costume YouTubers that I've been watching did a thing on portraits of Regency men based on their hotness.
He would not do well. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He voted right off that Regency Island.
There were a lot of really lovely men in the Regency period, but he is not one of them.
Not one.
Does he look like the type of stereotypical person that you would have originally imagined drinking rye?
No, he's not wearing overalls for one thing.
Right, okay, sure.
We're sitting in a dark bar.
Because he owns the distillery.
He looks kind of snobbish.
And he doesn't look like he has a pot belly.
He looks a little grumpy, though.
Data point. This was allegedly or apocryphally or historically or all three, Doc Holliday's favorite.
Oh,
rye.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it has,
for God's sake, I mean, he's wandering through the wilderness in the West.
Yeah.
How many choices did he have? Did he go up into the saloon in Tombstone and there were a selection of ryes?
I'd like
this
some
one is
lanterns,
pork
please.
Barrels.
Yeah. You know?
I kind of had my heart set on, but yeah, this will work.
That's true.
It was this or bathtub gin.
Is there a micro distillery nearby?
Yeah, the competition would have been really raw corn.
On the other hand, Doc Holliday, for God's sake, certainly
he was a doctor.
Certainly experienced.
Yeah, I'm sure
maybe.
He Had a few sips of everything. Yeah.
Evidently, many sips of everything. At least that's his legend. Yeah. You know, I did not know.
And again, somebody mentioned that, and who has the data to refute? So
Marlis was just a child when Doc called.
Anyway, I am indignant.
Next is the Blue Spirits.
Washington State. Yeah. See how it's doing here.
Didn't change the aroma at all.
Wow, it's kind of perfumey.
Number three.
Did anybody get
that? Oh, it is. Oh, I got it more when I tasted it and got the kind of perfumey thing.
It smells the same to me.
I thought it was perfumey to start, but it's more perfumey.
It? Yeah. I don't want to whoosh, but
well,
okay.
I mean, just
swirl it. Yes.
John, who appears to be really...
Oh, you're right. Now it tastes perfumey.
Hey, let's see what else we can get her to agree with.
I'm on record for saying perfumey the first time through, but I think it's all more right. Perfumey now. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get the perfumey the first time.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
But the flavor is now...
Like sweet peas,
but it's a lighter kind of like... Yeah, again, more of a summer, spring, summer.
Yeah.
Rye.
Yeah, I think this is
like actual flower perfumey.
It kind of reminds me of that... French gin.
Oh, right. Esme, or I can't remember what it was called.
Was it Esme?
I think it was Esme. It was. Mm-hmm. It, yeah, I liked it the best, though, because I don't like the botanicals and in gin, but this one wasn't as bad.
That's it.
If I was going to drink it, I would drink that French gin.
Damning with strong praise, but
love all
you mean the one that was... More like a whiskey, right?
That was Geneva.
Yeah. I'm talking about the French.
Yeah, it was very floral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is floral, but in a nice way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It tastes good.
It's like you dropped a sweet pea blossom in it.
Not sweet.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that every whiskey has its particular moment and its particular group that it will be absolutely lovely for.
It's very changing.
Yeah, Esme, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Geneva is from Holland.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
We're a believer in Geneva.
Okay. I'm kind of falling for this one. This was not on my...
Karen's very excited because Total Wine has opened in Tacoma.
I've never been to one.
And she has a discount, a coupon.
Oh, yes. Go for it. They, you know, a lot of people are not happy with the large liquor stores.
I warned her about that, yeah.
But, you know, we go there because if you want...
Where?
There's one in Olympia.
Oh.
Over on the west side.
Okay, because there's one like a mile from the UW.
Aha, there you go.
I thought this was the first one on Earth, so Glenda was like, I'm going to sit you down and tell you about
really?
This place.
No.
The facts of life.
But if you want to find, you know, a range of scotches or bourbons or ryes or American whiskeys or whatever, you have to go to some place that deals in bulk, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you have... the time or the money to go to various small distilleries and
well, our what's the word? Losing my words already.
The words are gone.
The last couple of years, I hate that.
Sort of the artisanal. That's what I want.
That's right.
Liquor places where they carefully cure. God, I hate. Curated. What has happened to that word?
Uh-huh.
You know, what they have and all that stuff.
There's a heritage distillery, which is in Gig Harbor, has a tasting room in Tumwater, which is really nice, I have to admit. And they do a lot of bourbons and whiskeys. They also do gins and vodkas, but most distilleries, when they're starting out, start out with a gin or vodka because they don't need to age nearly as long.
Right.
And so then they're, because, you know, their whiskey might take 5 years or so before they can actually start selling
it. They need to make some money within that 5-year period.
Yeah.
So they can,
but it's a nice tasting room, you know, and they've got lovely things to taste. And their biggest seller is their, strangely enough, their brown sugar bourbon, which is extremely sweet.
Yeah,
it's good on ice cream.
Oh, my God. It is amazing on ice cream. And we did it in one of our bourbon things, and it wasn't actually just all that bad all by itself, either.
Yeah.
It was like Who knew?
Something you could sip, but you wouldn't drink a lot of it.
Right.
It was good.
But it was like as an after-dinner drink or something.
Yeah.
It was
like almost a liqueur.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thick.
So I got, they had a lot of those little tasting bottle kind of things. So I got that and put it on ice cream, and I was like,
whoa. You feel good first with those, didn't you?
Yeah, no. So anyway, you know, that's, but, you know, micro distilleries have to make their name how they can.
Well,
yeah. It's just, you know.
They have a cocoa one now, a cocoa whiskey.
Yeah,
have you tasted, we got the little mini bottles, but we haven't tasted
them. Okay, all right.
No shame. It's all good.
Okay, so now we're down to the KD Cascadia with a little bit of butter.
See what's happened with it.
See, this is one that I think didn't need any water. It doesn't.
I think it kind of dulled it a little bit.
Yeah.
No, what happened to the aroma? Mm-hmm. The nose.
Mm-hmm. Where's the nose? Is still on your face, but
No water.
No water on that one. It is just a lovely companion for a cold evening.
Yeah.
How ironic that the Isle of Whidbey, surrounded by water, does not benefit by water.
Well, but that's seawater. You can't drink that.
So does this say it's distilled in Indiana?
And it's very foggy and cold and wet there.
Sweeter to you?
You need a little.
Try it again.
And you've got the whole port barrel thing there.
Yeah. I think it's a little sweeter. You're right. I don't think it added any complexity, but it.
No. It mellowed it out, but I'm getting more sugar.
Yeah. I agree with you. It was pretty great before, but
I didn't like what the water did.
Bad.
Mine.
Okay. We are approaching the part of the evening where we start trading glasses. Here, you have this one.
Yeah.
All right, and so now we finally have the Whistle Pig with a bit of water.
All right. One more sip of this.
She's empty.
I still like the aroma.
Emptying the KD Cascadia. Do we know anything about the KD Distillery? Or no, we don't.
That's the Maritime Heritage.
That's the one on the Isle of Whidbey.
Okay.
That was the previous. Yeah.
Whidbey Island is named after Captain Something Whidbey, who was actually beheaded by the Haida.
Yeah.
At some point.
The Haida.
They were upset.
Sure, it wasn't by the Hydra.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I just very tried to fierce.
Maritime.
And still are, for all I know. God knows. Yeah. So, not perhaps
I
the most auspicious name.
You know, though? Taken out of the tape.
The Hydra part.
The Hydra.
I like the Hydra part.
That's okay. I thought maybe
not the
Kraken bit his head off.
Maybe not.
The Hydra are a very fierce folk, and they were upset at the incursions into their land, which I certainly understand.
Where did this happen?
A little Captain Cook Whidbey
in the Isle of Whidbey.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, it was Captain Whidbey, Captain Something Whidbey, whose name I can't remember.
And they named the
Isle. And Whistle Pig's named after the pig war, right?
Nah. Whistle Pigs are hedgehogs.
He's from...
She's trying to confuse
Canada.
They had no pig war there.
You know Kate and Anna McGarrigle, the folk singers? Crickets.
What?
Okay, they wrote a song that has the lyric about whistle pigs are bedded down beneath the woodshed floor.
Oh.
And that's when I had to look up whistle pigs in a dictionary because it was 1975.
Hedgehogs are so cute.
And
I
want to
know
hedgehogs.
Why they're called whistle pigs.
Because they make a little sound.
They look a little piggy.
They do look a little piggy.
They look like little piggy guys.
They do, though.
They're so cute.
Well, they fold up in a little round ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
so
they have
cute.
Snouts.
They
like elongated
snouts,
not like a pink snout.
They will awfully not bring home a hedgehog, I'm pretty sure.
Good. Yeah. Betty wouldn't be good.
That would be bad.
Bunny
but here's
the whistle pig.
Here's to Kate and
Adderall. Yes. But this... I really like it.
Yeah.
With the water, too. I mean, it's very sweet.
It is. It actually adds a little sweetness to the whistle pig.
It's very good.
Not that it's necessary, because the whistle pig was good on its own, but it doesn't certainly harm it.
Not that there's anything wrong with the whistle pig.
There's nothing wrong with the whistle pig.
Yeah.
My theory, which is mine, I feel like Artie Johnson, remember Everyone remembers. Yeah. All right. My theory, which is mine, is that every whiskey has its person.
Yeah.
And every person has their whiskey, and you just have to find the right one that suits you.
Yeah.
And the occasion. There are certain things that you want when it's cold and wet and you're at home with a fire,
sure,
or in a lovely pub with
this
a fire.
Is fun.
And there are other things that it's, you're
this,
hot and irritated and it's summer and you want something gentle, mm-hmm, and etc.
Been sitting in traffic and you want something with a splash of water.
No, you can't have it when you're
it comes in a little miniature.
I think she meant after the drive.
Oh, I see.
You've just gotten home, out of your car.
You've been sitting in traffic for 2 hours, and all you need is a shot.
Jesus, stop!
You've been staring at the old overhold in the side seat, but not drinking any of it.
Yeah. With his seatbelt, I always put the seatbelt around.
This is another great story. It may be apocryphal, but when I was taking classes at university in engineering, it doesn't matter, but how to edit engineering documents, mm-hmm, and we had an example of a state law where for a period of time until they corrected it, it was illegal not to drive without an open bottle of alcohol in your trunk.
So you had to have one.
They had messed up the way of writing it up so that you were actually required to drive with an open bottle of alcohol in your trunk.
Well, that's hilarious.
Of course, the meaning was you shouldn't drive with it in your passenger seat, but
yeah.
But yeah,
that's funny.
It was funny. There were just somebody swept in a little bit later and made a couple little white out and rewrite, and then they all signed off on it. But yeah.
I'll have to find out what year that was. I'll have to go check our bill books and and see.
Okay. All right. I think to wrap it up.
Okay. Close enough.
Words are hard. I think we should go around and say what we prefer straight and what we prefer as either on ice or as a mixer. Mm-hmm. Zap. Okay. John, I'm pointing at you to start.
I would probably go, I would probably go with the Michters. I just prefer sweeter, more caramelly kind of flavors like that. That said, I really like the Whistle Pig a lot. And
the what?
Whistle Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I would definitely recommend that highly. I obviously wouldn't be able to afford it every day, but...
Oh, sure you can.
It's good.
Tasty. Very tasty.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Judy?
Well, I liked all of them. Mm-hmm. I think the Cascadia, straight. Because I tell you, it's reminding me of the beach. If it reminds me of the beach, I'm all over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the other question? Oh, with water?
Yeah. As a mixer or something.
I would say Whistle Pig with water. A little bit of water because it really brought out the sweetness to me, and it was really good. And if I was going to do a mixer, I don't know, probably the old Overholt. Yes. Or the Michters. I don't know. I don't drink mixers, so I don't know.
So there you go.
Yeah,
I'm here to
tell you it's really good, just straight with one ice cube.
If offered to me, I would drink
maybe
them.
Cheese.
I would not go. It tastes like Scoresby. I wouldn't do that.
No.
Here's
that. That was a fall.
It was a bit of violence there.
For years, we'll come add more money.
Yeah. No. Okay. So. This is Marlis, and I would definitely love the Cascadia, the Katie Cascadia, as a straight, just like, oh, here you are, my beloved. We will sit and read and look at the fire and dream kind of thing. But actually, any of them would be lovely as a mixer. Probably the old Overholt or the Blue Spirits. They're both tasty. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't just die under a mix or disappear. But they would be lovely compliments.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I want to go on all the vacations you've described. I want to be on. But honestly, if I were on a desert island and only allowed one bottle, and hopefully only there for a few days, I'd probably grab the mixture. Just if there were no mixers in sight. But the Whistle Pig, pretty close second. Honestly, all of them. The only one that I would mix would be the Old Overholt. It would hurt my feelings to mix any of the other four with anything because they're so tasty as they are. But the Old Overholt, I'd throw some fizzy water in and squeeze a lime. Honestly, yes. I'd bastardize the dang thing.
If you're on a deserted island, maybe a pine cone.
I would pour it into a coconut and just drink it.
A pineapple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd under kinda, the sea.
Bring a pineapple.
Sorry, Mr. Cranky Pants.
Overholt.
I would probably
This will forever be known
everything.
As the Cranky Pants.
Cranky
whiskey.
Pants, okay.
Yeah.
So I drink that with anything, but yeah.
Or old son of a bitch.
Old son of a bitch.
Or as they say in the novel,
that was
some
actually
bitch.
Some bitch.
Old Fitzgerald, I think, was old son of a bitch, but still, it applies.
So I'd pour him with anything. The other ones would.
Yeah, not that he's bad. He's just kind of like.
He would.
But he would be a good base for something.
Yeah, he would kick.
All right,
Diet Club's ass. Yeah. So. Okay. Desert Island, nothing else to drink, Old Overholt.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Oh, my.
I mean,
goodness.
You could mix some seawater into it.
You could. Yeah.
Or coconut.
But you wouldn't need it if you had Cascadia.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just...
Mixture?
My number one is the pig that whistles, but I can't believe how well Michter's for your dollar value. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, it's really good. Mm-hmm. But I, a Whistle Pig is kind of, I think, the best one. And then, it's so hard. Do I have to choose?
No, you don't really. Don't let Marla's boss
just
you.
Just digress.
Okay, I think Cascadia. I thought that was really very interesting and sort of refreshing. I mean, it's local, and it is pretty neat. Mm-hmm. A pretty cool one. Mm-hmm. I'm usually not too interested in mixing except for Manhattans, and now I'm going to try some whiskey sour things. But... have to choose? No.
I mean, you guys don't have any legal authority.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
We're not the boss of you.
That's right. You can say what you like.
Okay.
Feel free.
Yeah. It's a free country for now.
Yeah. I love Washington State, and I wish that Blue Spirits stood out more.
It was perfumey.
It is perfumey.
That was a standout.
That was nice.
Which is the one from the Isle of Whidbey? Oh, Katie.
That's Katie Cascadia, yeah.
Also good.
Yeah, I think I named that one already, but that was like a nanosecond ago, and that brain cell's dead. So, I think this has been an overall... fabulous success.
Oh, I have to admit, there is it not is one so yeah.
there's not
that
a,
I wouldn't
there's
drink.
Not a clunker.
I
want to
drink all of these again.
Yeah. Which may say something more about me than about the
rum. Oh, I don't think so.
No.
About all of
clunkers.
Us, I guess.
I know, but they're all tasty. They're all individual.
They're all good.
Look at
in
that.
Their own
She's,
way.
Just for the record, everybody, Marla's reflexes are super... She's on target. She tried to throw a glass onto the floor, and she caught it.
Midair.
This is like an hour of your
athletic.
I know. So she's athletic.
Her own kind of athletic.
Just shows to go. Yeah. Anyway, so winding this up.
All right.
We have tasted five ryes, and we have, at least I have been amazed that I like them all. and they all have various strengths and weaknesses. Yes. So we encourage you to try them all because they're amazing in their own way.
Individual taste.
And rye is an extremely healthy grain, according to the Scandinavians.
Yay!
I'm a Scandinavian.
I think the Germans like rye as well.
And the Canadians. Look at the difference in the politics of America and Canada.
I know. You know? And let that guide you.
Yeah. Drink
more rye, please.
I do want to say something about the price, you know, talking about the price points, but we have several things that are like in the $30 range that we really like, and that's really good. One of my favorites is Monkey Shoulder, which is really up, you know, in a 750 ml bottle is really tasty. The Bushmills that you get is tasty. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's... Yeah. There's a lot of really good things. People say $30, it must, you know, be, you know, but no.
You don't drink it all at one sitting.
Well, we try not to.
Right. Yeah.
Here's
a pro tip or a life hack or I don't know what they call it. I don't know what the young people call it now.
I know.
But if you go to a large liquor store, they often have a small format section. It's usually not more than a couple of shelf sections. But that's where I got my blue spirits. That's where if I want to try something, I will go look there first and see if they have a small version of it, which is cheaper.
Yeah, because that's smart. Because a lot fewer even come in the mini bottles.
Yeah. Right.
You'll find more in a small bottle, like, you know, the, what how many mils?
The blue spirits.
Yeah, I know.
I got in a small bottle.
So, $375.
You know, and also the other thing is go to the American whiskey or the rye whiskey or the bourbon or whatever. And talk to the people that work there and see what they recommend. Yeah. What is one of their favorites? You never know what you're going to discover. But if you only keep going to the Glenfiddich and Jim Beam and Johnny Walker, you'll never find anything that is really distinctive and really local and really something just absolutely perfect for you.
Good advice.